Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the baby, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Okay, family and friends, I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and this is another wonderful Parents Coach and Parents Network Blog Talk Radio Show. And as always, I promise you some information that, you know, we haven't had a chance to really think about and haven't had a chance to really dialogue on. If you notice, I didn't put anything in the show notes. I just put dialogue. So this may be a very open and informative or very open and informal show, but very informative. But as always, I can't start my show without going to my man, Mr. Keith Wright, and asking him to give me a little something over with.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, let them hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Well, like I said, that's my man, Mr. Keith Wright. He said he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. Well, you know, one thing I want to make cool for all of us is that we have a nice, happy, and memorable Memorial Day. You know, this is Memorial Day weekend. A lot of folks are out traveling. And I know as far as the high school basketball scene, there are quite a few big tournaments going on around the country. And definitely there's going to be something for all. I'm going to send you to the eligibility coach real quick and let you listen to what she has to say, and I'll be right back, folks.
Hi, I'm Marlon, the eligibility coach Jones, with today's tip for easy athletic certification, official visits. Many parents have asked me exactly what the student must have in order to be able to accept an official visit to a school. First, the student must register with the NCAA Eligibility Center. In addition to registering, the student must complete the answers to the amateurism question. Then the student needs to provide a copy of an official high school transcript to the coaches, along with a copy of their standardized test scores. Once the school has this information, you can visit officially. This means the university can reimburse you for your travel expenses and provide up to 3 complimentary admissions to a home event. In addition, the university can also provide on-campus parking. For more information on tips for certification, please visit our website at www.eligibilitycoach.com. This is Marlon, the eligibility coach, wishing you scholarships.
And it's very good to know that you get this information from a first-hand reliable source such as Ms. Jones. Well, folks, what I want to talk about today, and I'm going to be very brief in today's show. That's why I noticed I didn't have anything listed in the dialogue box other than just the word dialogue itself. I want to talk about family and how important family is, you know, in this whole process. And I know I touched upon it one time or another at some point in time. With a few other shows that we did. And definitely we realized that it is something that's important and near and dear to everybody's heart. You know, when I talk about the Parents Coaching Parents Network, I talk about them in the sense of being a family. A family of great friends and a supporting cast and all those folks that like to just basically be there for you. Something that you would think that your family would do in that time of need. You know, we're not at a critical time in need, but we're at a point in our lives where we're trying to make assist our children in making some solid decisions for their future. So, family is a most important and valuable part of this process. And everyone should be on the same page. Dad can't be living his dream through that child and trying to make solid decisions. Mom can't be living her dream through the child and trying to make solid decisions. It has to be a collaborative thing. It has to be a thing where everybody is on the same page. Everybody is working with and through each other, and everybody is definitely working together. Parents, it may be a hard pill to swallow, but at the end of the day, our suggestion to you is to allow that child to make that decision on what school he or she decides to go to. Because if you make the decision, and it turns out to be a bad fit, then what do we have? The child makes the decision. It turns out to be a bad fit. And this is just a little inside tidbit for us. The child makes the decision, turns out to be a bad fit. What do we have? We have a child that's going to make the best out of that situation just so that that child doesn't have to hear, "I told you so." I'm going to be real with it. "I told you so" is words that children do not like to hear. Just like we as parents don't like to hear, "I got this, Mom. I got this, Dad." Children don't like to hear those words, "I told you so." So in order to avoid that, what do? We simply just allow that child to make that decision on the institution. Now, there are some things that we can do as parents and as a family member in supporting him in making that decision and letting him know, him or her know, that no matter what, we still are there to support them. We still have their back, no matter how that decision turns out. At the end of the day, be it good or bad, we are still there in support. Give us a call today at 646-929-2416, 646-929-2416. We'd love to hear what you're talking about and what you think about the importance of family in the recruiting process, the importance of family in the high school basketball process. All those things come into play. All those things are very important. And all those things is something that we need to consider day in and day out in this process. Day in and day out in this process. It's not an optional thing, folks. It's something that has to be done. Well, I have also have a young man here with me today, and I may see if he wants to come on and share some insight. This young man has played a couple years of high school ball, and now he's at the point of, you know, just simply trying to find his game, Let's see if I can get this young man on the line with us and, you know, just get a feel for what his thoughts are as far as the whole entire recruiting process is. Let's see. But, you know, it's very important when we do this because they have to understand that the recruiting process is a valuable thing and it should be considered on each and every move. High school sports is a valuable thing. It should be considered on each and every move. You know, I have here today with Mr. I'm not even going to give the young man's name. I'm just going to say he's a young man. He played high school ball last year, and now he's here in the gym early in the morning just trying to make sure he recaptures his game. Not going to put him on the spot and throw him out there. Maybe he wants to give his name. If he decides he wants to give his name, he's more than happy to give his name. And I just want to hear what he thinks about high school sports.
High school sports gets you prepared, gets you out there into the basketball or whatever sport you're playing. It gets you out there so you can go to the next level. My name is Anthony Freeman. I play for Indian River. My sophomore, freshman year, trying to get on that varsity level out here early in the morning. Woke up 8 o'clock, get mentally prepared so I can get better.
You know, Mr. Freeman, you said get to that next level, and, you know, everybody doesn't necessarily think that the next level where you're trying to become a pro, and, you know, a lot of folks are thinking about the next level just getting to college, even before you start thinking about the pro stage, getting to thinking about the college stage and going to college and getting the opportunity to play at the college level. How are you preparing yourself as far as getting to the college level? Are your grades ready? Have you been thinking about this for a while? Is this something that just popped up in your head a couple weeks ago because you're going into your senior year? What?
I've been trying to make it to that college level. My grades are straight. I have a 2.7 right now. I would like to get it to a 3.0. Trying to get my body right, get in the weight room. I've taken weightlifting classes to get me ready. I took in extracurricular classes to get me ready. Trying to get to that next level of college.
Well, you know, as you hear the passion in the young man's voice as far as him trying to prepare himself and get ready for college, there's definitely some things that we all need to be aware of. Definitely some things you need to be aware of. You know, and so he's out here trying to get some gym time in, you know, so we can get a little workout going on here, give him a little chance to warm up, get his body ready, get his mind ready, and get all those things in his mind as far as him saying, okay, I really want to do this, I'm really going to put some effort into it. You know, you heard the information firsthand from a young man that understands the value of trying to get to college. And he's very serious about getting to college. He called me earlier this morning and said, hey, Coach Mike, and, you know, I'm just folks, somebody that likes to get out here and help out the kids whenever necessary. Hey, Coach Mike, you going to be in the gym? And if so, can I come in there and get some shots up and some workout time in and get you to work with me on some things and whatever else. I'm going to give him everything I got. I'm going to give him as much information as I can possibly get to him. That way, you know, at least I can say that, okay, we put everything into it to make it happen. We put everything into it to make it happen. Give us a call today at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. Love to hear your thoughts. Excuse me. Love to hear your thoughts on what we're talking about here today, because this is a very valuable piece, what we're talking about, the recruiting process for our children. A very valuable piece when we talk about the recruiting process for our children. Well, folks, you know, actually, I decided to start winding this thing down, and I got my phone lines ringing. I got my young man on hold, and I will definitely be getting back to you as far as what's going on and some up-and-coming things that we have coming up on the Parents Coach, the Parents Network. Give us a call on, you know, check us out on Facebook, check us out on Twitter. Facebook page is Parents Coach, the Parents Network. Twitter is PCP Network. Also, if you want to just call in and leave a question on our hotline, we have a hotline that we recently established. And the hotline number is 641-715-3900. That's 641-715-3900. That's a hotline number. And once you get through to that number, the extension that you want to dial is 508-281-POUND. 508-281-POUND. And leave any questions that you may have as far as the recruiting process, high school sports, college sports, middle school sports, any question that you may have. And if I don't have the answer, definitely, I have the resources to get that information back to you. And if you want to leave an email address along with that number, or if I have to call you back, we can also do that as well. But we love to hear from you and love to hear your questions and help you get through that recruiting process and be successful at the end of the day and help your child move on to bigger and better things in life. This has been M.A. Scott here on the PCP Network. And as always, help us help you. Help us help you. It's been a great Saturday. You enjoy the rest of your weekend. Hope it's a 3-day weekend for you. Have fun at it. We're going to wind it down with Keith Wright.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.